Hop, hop, hooray! Mention basketball, and a few names come to mind. One name might be Larry Bird, or Michael Jordan, or LeBron James. But did you ever heard of James Naismith? Here is a clue. The full name of the basketball museum is Plainfield, Massachusetts. Is the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. Let's discover who James Smith were. Why is this name the first in the history of basketball? In 1891, Naismith was teaching business education at the college in Springfield. The director of the department was also Greek. He was looking for a new kind of recreation during the winter months for the young men at the school. New England's Arctic weather made outdoor games impossible. Students found indoor exercise boring. Greg wanted a game that could be played within the limits of their indoor space. Naismith went to work at once. He decided the skill at handling and throwing the ball, not speed or strength, was the game needed. The goal should be about the player's head at each end of the playing area. Then only a curving shot will score. 9 players on each side seemed the right number. Soon Naismith had drawn up 13 rules, listening that could not be done during the game. A player could score from anywhere on the court. There was to be no running with the ball and no tackling. There would be two periods of play, each lasting 15 minutes. There would be only one interval or break. Luther Glick liked Naismith's idea. On December 21, 1891, the world's first basketball game took place, but it still did not have a name. By chance, the person who helped name the game was the school janitor. Naismith had asked him for 2 wooden boxes to use as goals. There were no boxes of the right size. Instead, the janitor found 2 peach baskets. Baskets, they were well for the goal. One of the players, Frank Manon, suggests that the game be called Naismith's Ball. With a name like that, Naismith replied, the game would never catch on. Then Manon thought of the pitch basketball goals. basketball. He said, and so it was. The new game quickly became popular. The first National Basketball League was formed in 1898. It had six teams. There were other important milestones in the game's history. In 1936, basketball first became an Olympic event. That year, the United States team won the gold. In 1947, wheelchair basketball began. Today, basketball is played in almost every country in the world. The best record in basketball belongs on the Amherst Greats. They were an amazing women team from Canada. They played 522 games from 1915 to 1940. The team won all but 20 of them. James Nesbitt said of them, "They are the finest team that ever stands on the floor." Curiously, Nesbitt, who died in 1939, played in only two basketball games. The first was in 1892 and the second in 1898. When asked why he had played so rarely, he replied, "I just never got around to it." Naismith was elected to Basketball Hall of Fame in 1959.